We've been hearing a lot about algae blooms lately, but today we're talking about preventing algae in Lake Erie with a system of buoys developed by researchers at the University of Toledo. Their breakthrough comes over a decade after an algae bloom in the lake left hundreds of thousands of Toledo residents without drinking water. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker spoke with Yakov Lipitsky, who's been working on the project. He's a professor and chair of the university's Department of Chemical Engineering.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this buoy system and how it works.
So the initial motivation for this work was the water crisis we had in Toledo in 2014. And my colleague approached me and asked, can you and your students design a buoy that could release algaecide? So the idea is that you set up a buoy and it will release algaecide for times that can extend over multiple weeks or maybe even multiple months. And here we're not really targeting Lake Erie, which served as a motivation for this work, but we're looking at least initially at some of the smaller bodies of water, your ponds and ultimately drinking water treatment plant reservoirs, which also are affected by harmful algal blooms.
Got it. Well, there have been a lot of efforts to reduce harmful algal blooms in Northwest Ohio. You know, I'm thinking of the state funding efforts to reduce nutrient runoff from farm fields and to restore wetlands. What makes these buoys such a valuable tool?
Reducing runoff is something that's challenging to apply. The fertilizer is being used by farmers and they need to use these materials in significant amounts. The idea of these buoys is that they can be set up early in the bloom season before the bloom really develops. And by slowly releasing the algaecide over time, enable the mitigation of the development of harmful algal blooms. There are other algaecide applications that are being done in places like ponds or drinking water treatment reservoirs, but these frequently require many applications. So the applicator would need to come out and sometimes apply the algaecide as frequently once or twice a week, whereas the technology that we're targeting with our research would be able to release algaecide over multiple weeks or even months, thereby reducing the need for both labor and hopefully ultimately cost.
Are there any drawbacks to this technology? Like I'm thinking, could releasing algaecide consistently into the water kill off other little plants or animals too?
So the drawbacks still need to be investigated. So one concern that we have is getting the dose just right. We have a lot of knowledge at this point about single-time applications of algaecide that is repeated, but with a continuous exposure of algaecide, we need to make sure that we're releasing algaecide at the best rates in a way that would minimize side effects to non-target organisms. Another potential concern might be if the cyanobacteria that produce the toxins during the harmful algal blooms might become acclimated to the algaecide over time with such continuous exposure and evolve to be potentially resistant to that. And those are some of the questions that we yet have to answer.
Interesting. When can we expect to see these buoys bobbing on ponds and drinking water reservoirs in Ohio?
We still have some questions to answer about how well do they perform when we scale up their use from our laboratory tests, which were done in beakers to full-scale ponds. So I think we're still some time out before we see these commercially.
That was Yakov Lipitsky from the University of Toledo speaking with the Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.